1340 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News special report. We've gotten a brand new read on the jobs market, and it is slowing down to a crawl. The Commerce Department says employees added just 73,000 positions in July. 73,000, even less than the 100,000 to 120,000 many analysts were expecting. It compares to 147,000 jobs added in June. Most gains were in health care, social assistance, with losses in federal government positions. There are standouts. Economist Diane Swonk.
The only outlier has been in the tech sector, where they are doing layoffs, but the war on AI talent has caused a bidding war where, you know, some people are getting a lot of money that is pushing up wages in that one sector very rapidly.
Unemployment for July up to 4.2% from 4.1% in June. Again, jobs added last month, just 73,000. CBS News special report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee police officers and city leaders remain at odds over contract talks. One of the sticking points, the union is pushing for a three-year raise retroactive to 2023. The union says the city's latest 9% offer falls short of their demands, and they warn that low staffing is hurting public safety downtown. Police Chief Jeffrey Norman put out a statement showing strong support for the officers, calling for fair pay and a quick resolution to help recruit and retain staff. In July, Chief Norman was reappointed for a new four-year term with a salary increase to about $243,000 annually. A hazy shade of summer will linger through at least noon today. The DNR has extended its air quality advisory statewide thanks to smoke drifting in from Canadian wildfires. It runs through noon, however, officials say the situation will be reassessed each day, and the poor air quality could last through the weekend. With the unhealthy air, officials say everyone, especially those in sensitive groups, should cut back on outdoor activities. An international smuggling operation out of Madison sending equipment to Russia has been busted up. Joanne Krulatz has more.
A Wisconsin man has pleaded guilty to smuggling lab equipment to Russian companies in violation of U.S. sanctions. Online court records show 68-year-old Andrew Pogosin of Madison entered the plea in federal court on Tuesday. Federal prosecutors charged Pogosin in June in a four-count information with conspiracy to defraud the United States and smuggling goods out of the country. The information claims Pogosin worked through his company to ship laboratory equipment to Russian companies, including one that performed chemical research for the Russian military. Pogosin faces up to 35 years in prison when he's sentenced October 7th.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers arrived in the nation's capital to face the Nationals tonight, part of a three-game weekend series. Milwaukee holding on to first place, one game ahead of the Cubs. The Brewers 20 games above 500, a .593 winning percentage. And as a division leader, that's the lowest ever heading into the month of August in Major League history. NFL, the Packers ready to go under the lights tomorrow night inside Lambeau Field for family night. What makes it so special? Tucker Kraft.
It's just the crazy part about Lambeau in itself is it's just this huge, glorious legacy stadium in a neighborhood. All the people of Green Bay, lucky 80,000, get to come pack the stadium out and just watch us practice. And it's not just an ordinary thing. It might be the only time some of those people get to get inside the stadium. And then the family aspect at the end of it, getting to go down the field. This year I'll be able to have my own daughter and my wife out there with me.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires today. Otherwise, mostly sunny. We'll get to 74 this afternoon. Tonight down to 60. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Jay Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the Great Wisconsin State Fair is underway. Join us for Audio Sorbet, your favorite state fair memories. That's all coming up. Join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Wisconsin on Civic Media. You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Here I am on a Friday morning. It's August 1st, 2025. Nice to have you here back up north, live across the Civic Media Radio Network, where we will be talking to Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez in just a moment. Brittany Merlot was with us last hour, and the forecast is just, we don't need to take up a lot of time for that. She reminds us that we have a dry stretch right now. Chances for rain hold off until next week, but we are definitely battling some bad air quality. So there is sunshine, but it's behind a lot of wildfire smoke. And statewide, highs today will be in the mid to upper 70s with a light northeasterly wind. Tonight, clear and cool. Scattered fog is possible. And, of course, the smoke hanging around as well, at least for the near future. Calm winds tonight. Lows will be in the upper 40s up north to the low 50s south. And again, we have our local forecast on your Civic Media radio stations throughout the course of the day, so stay tuned to that. Stay tuned as well for our Free Ticket Friday keyword. If you haven't heard it yet, we'll tell you all about it before we head out of this particular segment. Get that Civic Media app ready. Go to one of the stations, use the text feature, and text us the keyword that I'm going to give you, and you will be in the running, a statewide drawing for 4 tickets to next Friday's Brewers game. That one will be Brewers versus Mets next Friday, if you're the winner of Free Ticket Friday. The Brewers tonight are in Washington, D.C. They are taking on the Washington Nationals. Pre-game coverage will begin at 5:10 on stations across the Civic Media Radio Network. Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us on Friday mornings as well. Dr. Lyerly also hosts the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show weekends. Saturday, what, 3 o'clock, right?
Saturday and Sunday at 3 o'clock, yep.
I think I'd get that time right by now. What do you have coming up tomorrow?
We're talking about food waste. You know, all that food that you eat or don't eat, and then it ends up in the garbage. There are so many better ways to deal with that. And we've got some wonderful local nonprofits who are helping to manage food waste, including about 6,000 pounds of food that was generated in Green Bay during the draft. Wow. So we're talking with Selena Darrow from Rooted In about some of the cool, innovative work that she's doing.
Okay, so that's the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show this weekend on the Civic Media app and on the stations in Green Bay and Oshkosh as well. Kristen is a former candidate for state legislature. She had also run for Congress, but it was as a candidate for state legislature, I believe, when you met our Lieutenant Governor, Sarah Rodriguez.
It's true. We went to go turn our papers in, and I ran into this wonderful woman. She had a history of being a nurse, a public health worker. She worked as an epidemiologist for the CDC, and we just immediately clicked. And now she happens to be running for governor.
And now she happens to be here as well. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm really good.
Can you vouch for any or all of what Dr. Lyerly said?
Yes, we quite literally ran into each other when we were handing in our papers and then started chatting. So it was really exciting. It was so nice to see another healthcare professional running for office because it doesn't happen that often, to be honest.
No, it doesn't. We've talked about that a lot, that healthcare professionals, by and large, you know, shunned the public spotlight, shunned politics. But certainly in the past 5 years or so, that has changed for various reasons. And so I want to go back, you know, 5 years or so, because, I mean, you're familiar with the term overnight sensation. You know, these are people who have been toiling like rock and roll bands. They've been playing in bowling alleys and small clubs for years. They finally get a hit record and people are like, they're an overnight sensation. Well, Lieutenant Governor Rodriguez, welcome to the club. You have been involved in Wisconsin politics for exactly 7 days, to hear some people tell it, and are now an overnight sensation. But you have actually been doing a few things over the past few years. And I want you to talk about your path to becoming a candidate for governor.
Yeah. So, you know, I have spent most of my career in healthcare. Like Dr. Lyerly said, I'm a nurse. I am a public health professional. I worked as a nurse in an emergency department. I had been an executive within large healthcare systems, and I was an epidemic intelligence service officer with the Centers for Disease Control, which means I did outbreak investigations nationally, internationally. And 2019, 2020, when COVID hit, I saw that the Assembly and the Senate was doing nothing. They didn't meet for 8 months when people needed leadership and guidance. So I ran for office for the Assembly. And I live in Waukesha County, so I flipped a district from red to blue within that Assembly district. And I was in the Assembly for 2 years. And then Mandela Barnes, he ran for Senate. So the Lieutenant Governor seat became open. And I decided to take that microphone and be able to talk even more broadly across the state about things that I care about, which are healthcare, affordability and access, making sure that families are able to afford not just the basics, but actually thrive within Wisconsin. And being able to be under Governor Evers and seeing the amazing thing he's done, he has set us up for success with these last two terms. And I'm going to knock it out of the park as governor. So that's why I'm running. I want to make sure that families have what they need to thrive in Wisconsin. And I'm just really excited to talk to everybody across all 72 counties. I've done that every year as Lieutenant Governor, visited all 72 counties. I'm going to continue to do that. Go out, listen, see what people want in their governor, see what people want in their state government.
Kristen, I want to bounce this over to you as well, simply because of the theme of people who saw how the pandemic was being handled by a certain subset of the political class, trying to, you know, get rid of safeguards and put people, you know, at risk of dying. And I feel quite strongly led to people dying. There are still people that want to talk like they're angry about how government handled the pandemic. I'm still equally angry about how people tried to blow past all these safeguards. And thankfully, it motivated other healthcare workers to run for office.
This is the reason that healthcare workers don't like to get involved in politics, right? Because we believe in evidence and data and science. And we know that there were things that we did well with COVID and things that we didn't do well. We were building the plane as we were flying it, and we were doing the best that we could, but we always had the people of Wisconsin, our neighbors and our patients at the forefront. That's who we were working for. But what we saw was that, and let's say it, it was Republicans. It was extremist Republicans who were politicizing this message, who were telling people, who were making masks political, who were making medications political, who were pushing these cures that actually didn't work. And it was literally killing people. The number of stories that I've heard from emergency department physicians of people who showed up sick with COVID, preventable COVID, and said, I am ready for my vaccine now. And it was too late.
Yeah.
And then they went on to die because they listened to a politician instead of a healthcare provider. So I think that is one of the really important points about someone like Lieutenant Governor Rodriguez running in this position as the person she is with everything she brings. In addition to, and I know that I'm like grandstanding right now, but I have to tell you this story. I met this person last night. We were doing a bike ride and we were in Appleton, and he was telling me about the time that he was at an event in Outagamie County, and he was talking to this wonderful woman and they were having this great conversation. And all of a sudden she said, "Oh, I have to go." And she walked up to the podium and started talking, and he realized, "Oh, wow, I was just talking to the lieutenant governor. I had no idea," because she was such a real person. She was so regular, and he connected so beautifully with you, Lieutenant Governor. And I think that is one thing about you that people really need to understand. You are like us.
That is so sweet. And that's what I think people want, is they don't want a politician, right? They want their neighbor, their friend. You know, I'm a mom of two kids, 16 and 18. I'm shocked that I have an 18-year-old and he's actually an adult. I don't even know how that happened. But, you know, these are the kind of things that weigh important on my mind as a mom, as somebody who's been working full time. You know, I had to try to find childcare when my kids were smaller, and it wasn't as hard as it is now. I talk to families who actually, when they're thinking about getting pregnant, thinking about it, they start calling around to childcare places because they know it's so difficult to find. Like, that's just shameful in Wisconsin. We should be able to have the services we need, and, you know, families should be able to do what they want, go to work if they want to, and be able to have a safe place to put their kids.
It's the kind of thing that, again, childcare should be a bipartisan thing, and yet somehow we've made it political. And as a result of the current environment, and the one that's been in the state capitol for a while here, and now is in Washington, D.C., you have called the president of the United States a maniac. You know what? Truth is a defense and libel, but it does lead to this question of, you know, working with others, working with Republicans, working with independents. What is your history on that? And what is it that you want to do as governor?
So, you know, I live in Waukesha County. It's a pretty red county. And so I do not have the luxury of only speaking to Democrats at home, at work, any other time. So when I was an executive within a healthcare system, I had to work with people who we didn't agree on things. We had to move projects together. When I was in the assembly, I had to be able to work across the aisle to try to be able to get things done. That was more challenging than I thought it was going to be. It was a surprise to me how difficult that was to work across the aisle. But I am willing to work with anybody who wants to move Wisconsin forward. But I don't think anybody can say that the man in the White House isn't a maniac. It is absolute chaos on the federal level right now. And so we need to have a Democrat in the governor's seat so we can have steady, sober, clean leadership.
Well, especially given what we were just talking about in Texas, where they came in and they're gerrymandering the maps again, just because, you know, Donald Trump said jump and they said how high. Tell us a little bit. Let's go back before your time in the legislature and as a nurse, you know, just some of your early history and, you know, meeting your husband and things like that.
Yeah. So I was in Oklahoma when I met my husband, and I was an epidemic intelligence service officer with the CDC, but stationed at the state health department. And the health commissioner's wife had run a salsa dancing group, and they knew I danced salsa. And so they introduced me to their group, and Baltzar was part of that salsa dancing group. So we actually met salsa dancing, of all things. And we will be married now 20 years coming up this December. So it was just so much fun to be able to share that with him. Now we're getting a little older. I actually announced my candidacy on my 50th birthday. Like, what a way to start your 50s, right?
Right.
But, you know, we keep joking. We need a middle-aged dance club because we like to be in bed by 10:30, 11, and most of the dancing doesn't start until that time. So, you know, I think that's a business idea for somebody.
I think they could. I think they absolutely should. So again, we're talking 20 years here, and I tell you, we've got only a minute left here. So I may come back to personal matters in just a minute, but give me the 30-second, 45-second version of your top priorities the moment you're sworn into office if elected as governor.
So we know that families are being squeezed. We know that they're trying to do the best that they can, but they feel like they can't make ends meet. And so accessible, affordable healthcare is going to be top of my priorities, specifically expanding Medicaid so we can bring $2 billion back to Wisconsin to be able to invest. housing costs are out of control. It is insanity, the rents and the mortgages. Young families are not able to afford what they need. Childcare access and affordability is going to be top priority because, again, these are real issues that we need to solve. And lastly, we need to restore bargaining rights for our unions in Wisconsin because we know that it's going to raise all wages if we do that.
That's Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez visiting with us, a candidate for governor in 2026. Local update is next for some of you here. The key word to text in this hour as part of the Free Ticket Friday for those Milwaukee Brewers tickets is FLY, F-L-Y. Use that to text us that word on the Civic Media app and get a chance to win tickets to the Brewers game next Friday night. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's go Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a four-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday! On your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org, a message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WAUK. I'm Greg Bach. I'm back, and here's what's going on in southeastern Wisconsin this morning. I'm not going to lie to you right now. We all know it. Everybody's struggling to a certain point, whether it's paying the rent, putting gas in the tank, or getting food from the grocery store home and making dinner at night. It's tough. And when the essentials are expensive, live entertainment feels like a luxury in which you cannot partake. And that's where the Jazz Gallery Center for the Arts comes in, because they not only feel your pain, but they want to help you with it for one night by offering a very affordable ticket, $10, to see three entertaining avant-garde performers on their stage tomorrow night, August 2nd at 7 p.m. I sat down with Paul Henning from the Jazz Gallery Center of the Arts to talk about the show and what to expect from the performances. Paul, thank you so much for joining me today. Now, as I understand, you are a member, you are part of the board of directors of the Jazz Gallery. Can you start off with what the Jazz Gallery does?
I actually like to refer to it as the historic Jazz Gallery Center for the Arts, which is in River West on Center Street. And I use the term historic because parts of our building actually go back to 1887.
Wow.
And for those of you out there in the audience who are into music, what's especially interesting about our history, why the words Jazz Gallery are part of our name. Well, from 1978 until 1984, it actually was a privately owned jazz club. And back in those days, it was not only a jazz club, it was an important jazz club. All the big names in jazz who were touring made a stop in Milwaukee at the Jazz Gallery. Freddie Hubbard performed on our stage. McCoy Tyner played there. Oh, wow. Jack DeJohnette, Dizzy Gillespie, Wynton Marsalis. I could go on, but I won't. You get the idea. Over the course of the 6 years that the Jazz Gallery existed, it was a must-stop for touring jazz musicians. Now, if we fast forward to today, we have retained the Jazz Gallery name, but we've augmented it with Center for the Arts. We're a nonprofit organization, and the very definition, I would say, of eclectic, because not only is music still a big part of what we do, we also have art gallery shows. We have spoken word events. We have weekly improv sessions. We have a highly successful day program for older adults and much more.
Now, you're here today because you're having an event tomorrow on Saturday. Tell me more about that.
Well, that's right. We are. For those of you on a tight budget, and who isn't these days, we have three performers tomorrow night on stage at the Jazz Gallery for one low price of a $10 cover charge. Now, tomorrow night is very typical of what we do. Remember, I mentioned that we're very eclectic in what we do. Not only we have everything from straight ahead jazz to hip hop music to very avant-garde free form type music. We try to provide a venue, especially to emerging artists and people who don't necessarily have access to other venues around the Milwaukee area. So tomorrow night is kind of an avant-garde free form jazz show with Ratchet from Chicago, IE from the Twin Cities area, and then our own Milwaukee performer, Nicholas Ellert. What are they going to play? Well, it's going to be free jazz. It's going to be ambient sounds. It's going to be sonic experiments. It's probably something a little different than most people have heard before, and certainly not mainstream. All the fun starts at 7 o'clock. It'll run till about 10 o'clock. And once again, just $10 to get in the door.
And I am a fan of jazz. I'm a fan of avant-garde jazz. And it's important for people to understand this is not going to be a trio doing bebop 50s. This is going to be true experimentation in the realms of like a Sun Ra or Alice Coltrane. You got to come with an open mind because it's going to be real artistic expression.
Yeah, open minds are a requirement. We'll check your mind at the door to make sure it is open. Because who knows? That's part of the fun of this. We never quite know what to expect. And like I said, we try to give our space over to performers who are not mainstream and therefore perhaps don't have a lot of venues available to them. We try to serve the community by giving them a place where they can become an up-and-coming performer.
As someone who runs shows in Milwaukee, I understand the impact of an affordable ticket as well. $10 to see live music, that is a fantastic offer. And it's also, as you said, it's mindful of the community because it's tough times right now.
Absolutely. We want as big an audience as possible. We don't want cost to be a barrier to the best of our ability. Yes, we're a nonprofit, but we still have to pay the bills. We still have to pay for the electricity and the heat in winter and the air conditioning in summer and all those good things. So we have to take some revenue in for sure, but we try to keep it extremely reasonable. It's pretty rare that we have a show that's ever more than, say, $20 or $25. Mm. Most of them are in the $10 to $20 range.
And that's all going to be taking place tomorrow night, Saturday, August 2nd at 7 p.m. at the Historic Jazz Gallery Center for the Arts at 926 East Center Street in Milwaukee in the historic River West neighborhood. Paul, thank you so much for being here today and talking to me. And hey, if you got more events coming up, feel free to contact us. Love to talk to you more, especially about jazz. I could talk about jazz all day.
Hey, thanks so much for the opportunity. I hope some of your listeners will find their way to the Jazz Gallery. It's just two blocks off of Humboldt on the east side of Milwaukee. Come on down. We'd love to see you.
Perfect. Thanks for being here, Paul.
Thank you. Cheers.
I'd like to thank Paul Henning from the Jazz Gallery Center for the Arts for stopping in and talking to me about their event coming up tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at their venue, which is the Historic Jazz Gallery. If you'd like more information, go to jazzgallerycenterforarts.org. Stick around, because after the news break, Pat welcomes Mike Clemens to the show to talk about everything going on in Wisconsin sports. So stay tuned. You're listening to WAUK's local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. For WAUK and Civic Media, I'm Greg Bach. I'll talk to you in 20 minutes. It's 8:29.
You're listening to Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. After losing a lot due to missing financial reports, MPS is set to get a lot. Milwaukee Public Schools could get a big boost in funding with an estimated $116 million more over the next 2 years. That's according to the state's Legislative Fiscal Bureau. Most of the extra money will come from property taxes and state aid. MPS has been having big money problems. They missed important reporting deadlines 2 years in a row, putting millions in state funds at risk. Because of that, the state held back more than $40 million and the superintendent stepped down. The smoky air will stick around through at least noon, maybe longer. The air impact from Canadian wildfires will hang around in Wisconsin as the DNR extends its air quality advisory. One of those involved in the 2014 Slenderman stabbing case is set to leave her mental institution for a new facility in Sun Prairie. It comes after a Waukesha County judge approved the move. Some Sun Prairie officials say they're worried about the decision to move Morgan Geyser there. The judge says the plan strikes a good balance between continued confinement and release. Geyser will be under GPS monitoring. Her attorney hopes the move helps Geyser get back into society after 10 years in custody. She's 22 now and was 12 when the stabbing took place. There will be kind of a Motown Philly vibe at the State Fair tonight. Boys to Men are the headliners on the main stage, with today being Celebrate Wisconsin Day at the fair. That's an effort to bring in out-of-staters, with a deal for those presenting a non-Wisconsin ID. Among the upgrades this year in West Allis, there's a freshly renovated dairy building where cream puffs will be served faster. It's just the start of the fair. The end of the road isn't until August 10th. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. When it comes to TV or movies, there is nothing like momentum. The Gilded Age is currently in its third season, and all arrows are pointing up. The show is tracking 25% more than its previous season and still has 2 episodes left of season 3. HBO has already renewed the show for a 4th season. Social media chatter is up 60%, and Rotten Tomatoes has season 3 at 95% fresh. If all that weren't enough, last week's episode reached a series high in viewers at 4.5 million in the first 3 days of release. Looks like we have no excuse now not to check it out. If you're a fan of the show Luther with Idris Elba or the original version of The Office with Ricky Gervais, you'll have another option for viewing. HBO and BritBox, which specializes in UK mysteries, comedies, and dramas, have struck a deal where HBO will stream 15 BritBox shows during the months of August and September. The goal of both companies? Get so many viewers they can charge as much as Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires today. Otherwise, mostly sunny. We'll get to 74 this afternoon. Tonight down to 60. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
NFL Hall of Famer, College Football Hall of Famer, Mr. Joe Thomas. You were telling us a little bit about being drafted number 3. You skipped the draft.
I went fishing that day, and I never did it for anything other than I just much rather spend the day fishing with my dad, and I'm hoping that that's a story that keeps being told and gives people a reason. Like, you know what, instead of working today, I'm going to go fishing with my kid. I'm going to make the time because it's impactful. It's memories that they're going to remember for the rest of their life.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Forever Young Designs artist Spencer Young. And it's a Bar Band Friday night, so our Wisconsin music expert Terry Barr brings new music from the best Wisconsin bands.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Hey, sign up for our newsletters. We have a weekday one, and then we have a special Sunday edition focused on Wisconsin politics. And I can bet you a pretty good sum that we're going to be talking about that interview with Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. So sign up for our newsletters over at upnorthnewswi.com. And I believe, Dr. Lyerly, that your discussion with Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez yielded exactly the person that you thought you knew.
Yeah, she is just a regular person, but also brilliant and a wonderful leader. And we are so lucky to have her here.
Mm-hmm. And again, as other candidates get in the race, we will be welcoming them to join us here as well as we continue following the news for next year's elections. But now we're going to follow sports because that's way more fun. And we've got both Packers and Brewers to talk about with Mike Clemens, who's here from Packer training camp. Mike, all right, how are you?
Very good. Yeah, we're in the little media center that we've got here at Lambeau Field where we've been going to practice every day and watching the team getting ready.
What are your overall impressions so far? I know it's early, but what's the environment like there?
Matt LaFleur is trying to, get a more physical team going. When you think about the way that they lost to the Philadelphia Eagles in the playoffs, when Elgton Jenkins, their starting left guard at the time, the play had gone off to the side there, and he was just kind of jogging along, and a guy named Nolan Smith, a linebacker, just went and just drilled him like out of nowhere, almost like a pro wrestling move with his helmet. Well, Elgton Jenkins' arm went limp. I mean, I saw him after the game in the locker room. He needed two teammates to help him get his jersey off. He had the worst neck stinger. And so, Elgton was a bit of a holdout. Turned out to be kind of a back injury. But I was able to talk to him off microphone later. And he agreed, because when you watch that game, Vic Fangio, the noted defensive coordinator for the Eagles, it was his first year there, but he's been all over the league. He told those guys, it's the playoffs. The refs are going to keep the flags in their pockets. Hit somebody on every play, right? Before the whistle. But just hit somebody, because you see that happen 4 or 5 times. So Matt LaFleur knows that we've got a young team. We've got a lot of speed. But we need to be more physical. You need to throw body punches when you get to the postseason. And so he's trying to do that. At the same point, during the regular season, you can be called for penalties. So Rashid Walker has been the starting left tackle for the Packers now, going on year 2. And so the other day, there's this play where Jordan Love is backing up the pass. J.J. Inigbari is a defensive end. And at the snap, bam, he pops Walker in the shoulder pads really loud. And he's driving and driving and driving, trying to go after the quarterback. And Walker's, pushing him off and pushing him off. And the play is over. And, Walker looks at him like, dude, you're overdoing it. Maybe Inigbari said something back. And then Walker said something to the defensive player, Inigbari, and an assistant coach said, all right, 63, you're out. And he was like, what? Yeah, go to the sideline. Now LaFleur's back there. He's running the offense, right? He's got his walkie-talkie. He looks up, where's my left tackle? So the assistant told him what had happened, and LaFleur comes running over. This doesn't happen in the NFL. Maybe peewee or junior high or high school. He comes running over. He says, Sheed, that's his nickname for Rashid. Sheed, take a lap. Eddie, well, he goes to one of the assistants, make sure he takes a lap. And like, what? So he's shrugging his shoulders. So he starts trotting off. Now, Josh Jacobs, the running back they picked up last year from the Raiders, a guy who's become a team leader, he looks around to Tucker Kraft and the other guys. He says, come on, we're going to follow him. So Josh Jacobs, Tucker Kraft, and about four or five other linemen, they go follow Rashid Walker in this lap all the way down there to the north end of the end zone. They come back about 3 minutes later, taking a lap. And we asked LaFleur, so what was that all about? He goes, hey, look, in the NFL, it's not only, you know, if you can have a late hit or an illegal hit, but sometimes things that you say, if it could trigger a fight, they'll throw a flag and you'll be charged for 15 yards. So he said, these practices have to be game-like conditions, and I'm not going to tolerate it.
Interesting. And, you know, that plus, as Tony says up on YouTube, a more physical team, absolutely love that mentality. So it definitely feels like the players and coaches, they have their heads in the right spot already.
Well, you've got to – there's a fine line between being more physical, but, you know, you have to – it has to be football. You know who was really good at that was Reggie White. I mean, he could clobber you and then pick you up after the play.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So Packers Family Night is coming up at Lambeau Field tomorrow. I'm going to ask Kristen about it in a minute, but tell me your thoughts on what folks will be expecting tomorrow.
Well, you'll see the offense and the defense. You see a scrimmage. It's not, you know, tackle to the ground. But you'll get to see the offense and the defense. You'll see Jordan Love throwing passes to Matthew Golden, the first-round draft pick, the wide receiver. You'll get to see Nate Hobbs, number 21, who it looks like he's going to be right now. He's in the driver's seat to be the starting defensive back alongside Keyshawn Nixon. By the way, did you see this report this week, Pat, that Jair Alexander, you know, who they had that big kind of contract dispute because they weren't going to pay him the injuries? In his first week with the Ravens, John Harbaugh, the head coach, announced that he was having his knee drained.
Oh, no.
So it looks like the Packers made the right move there. But the thing I love about Family Night is one time I'm in the radio station and our production director said, hey, I'm taking my son Jack, age 7, to the game Sunday, you know, and we got some tickets. I said, hey, have you ever been to a game with him before? He goes, no. I said, you know, you should take him to Family Night first. Well, I already bought the tickets. How much? No, like over $200 a piece. Okay. So they play the Seahawks. Great game. I see him in the hallway the following week. I go, hey, so how was it? He goes, it got to be the third quarter. He said, Daddy, can we go home? So I said, you know, this is why you go to Family Night, man. It's $10 and you get to see all the Packer players. Yeah. And then there's fireworks afterward. Find out how much they can get their sample of the Packers that way. And then later you can take them to a game.
It's a sampler platter thing. Kristen, you're going to be there probably every year, Kristen, right?
Yeah. And, you know, as I'm listening to Mike talk, first of all, I'm thinking, be physical, but don't hurt each other. That's just the mom in me. But I'm also, when I think of Family Night, I'm like tailgating. The weather's going to be perfect. The food, the fireworks. Yep. People are so happy and excited. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
All right. So
it's the dress rehearsal too, you know?
Yes.
And for a rookie like Matthew Golden, it's his first time inside Lambeau Field with 70, 80,000 people. So, you know, it gets him ready for the preseason and the regular season games when they have home games.
Yeah. It's so much more laid back. It's like a party. It's not like a game. It's like a party. People are cheering for fun things that are happening on the field, but it doesn't have that like intensity. It is just an entirely different atmosphere. And Mike, the $10 ticket price is very cool.
Yeah, outstanding.
Oh, yeah. Let's turn our attention to the Brewers here. And once again, you've noticed a theme. We've come to the trade deadline, and there's no blockbusters. That is not the typical way of doing things. What did the Brewers do ahead of last night's trade deadline?
If people saw the headlines, Pat, they're saying, oh, well, so they got it. Did they get it back? It's Brandon Lockridge from the Padres, you know, 28-year-old. No. You know what? As I'm kind of going through the papers this morning, and to me, This is roster maintenance. I mean, what they did is Nestor Cortez is a guy that they had got from the Yankees in that trade for Devin Williams, their closer, that, you know, they weren't going to be able to match him for a contract. And Cortez, like a week or so into the season, has an elbow flexor, and he's been out most of the season. So they trade him to the Padres, and they get a backup outfielder, because right now, Jackson Churio, your center fielder, he's got a hamstring injury. And a couple of weeks ago, you had Sal Frelick out with a hamstring. So they just got added some depth, you know, someone in the outfield. And then they did another deal with the Arizona Diamondbacks, and the Diamondbacks sent them two players. Now, Shelby Miller is a right-hand pitcher. He's currently on the injured list with a forearm strain. And another guy, Jordan Montgomery, both these players in their 30s, he just had Tommy John surgery. So he ain't even going to play this year. So I think it's for a player to be named. No. So at the end of the day, these guys are sort of cleaning up the back end of their rosters, doing each other favors. It's not like they made – I thought it was interesting, though, the other night, in that game when they beat the Cubs the other night, and Andrew Vaughn, who they picked up from the White Sox when they traded away pitcher Aaron Civale, hits a grand slam, and Bill Schroeder says, you know, everybody wants the Brewers to make a big trade just because the deadline's coming up Thursday. You got to make a trade, get a bat. Well, there's your trade right there.
Yeah.
It's just the Brewers did it about a month ago, you know.
Yeah,
there's your bat they picked up.
It was perfect. The Brewers head into the series against. Is it still fair to say the lowly Washington Nationals tonight? They just haven't been the same since they won the World Series in 2019. They've been in rebuilding ever since.
Yeah, they have. But here's the interesting point. This Milwaukee Brewers team, remember they got, you know, just rolled over by the Yankees opening weekend?
Yeah.
Right now, the Brewers have the best record in baseball. They're 20 games above 500. Their winning percentage is .593. So even when you're in a league with the teams like the Mets, the Dodgers, the Padres, some of these other leaders, the Brewers have the best record in baseball right now. And at .593, their winning percentage is the lowest ever for the league heading into the month of August in Major League. So that means parity right now. That means you've got an even horse race amongst all these teams, American and National League, heading into, you know, the month of August.
By the way, as I'm looking at trade deadline stuff here, how not fun is it to be a Minnesota Twins fan this morning, where they have traded 10 players from their 26-man roster? I mean, just an out-and-out fire sale, which, again, if you're rebuilding, I suppose that's necessary. But my goodness, Mike, that's just got to be demoralizing to a fan base.
It's an equipment manager's nightmare, isn't it?
Yes.
I love that you went there. I was thinking like their fan base is already demoralized. So
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll be here all night doing the laundry. Are you kidding me?
You know, having a son-in-law who is an equipment manager, I can immediately relate, and I'm so sending him now texts about the Twins and see how that works out. So the pitching core, we, you know, traded away a starter because we have such a good core of starters, and that's how we head into the weekend series with the Nationals with a good core of starting pitchers.
You got Quinn Priester has come along, and then you got the Miz, Jacob Mizorowski. So these are the things that have popped up and gone the right way for the Brewers. And even that trade, when they got Nestor Cortez, you know who else they got in that trade from the Yankees? Corbin Durbin. Or Caleb Durbin.
Yeah.
Your third baseman. He's one of the hottest hitters you've got. So there's always these diamonds in the rough that end up, you know, being the difference makers in some of these trades.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so you got the Brewers Nationals. Again, pregame coverage starts at 5:10, and then you've got the Packers family night at Lambeau Field tomorrow. So I sense we'll have more Brewers and Packers training camp stuff to discuss next Friday. Mike Clemens, have a great weekend. Thank you so much.
Thank you all. Have a good weekend.
All right, we'll see you. Kristen, this probably just gets you as excited as ever to get over to family night.
Yeah, I mean, this is the best time of year because the weather is good.
Yep.
People are super excited. The season hasn't started yet, so there's nothing to criticize. It is literally just about like being together and partying.
Yeah. And you can never argue with a tailgate at Lambeau Field when the weather is beautiful. But back to the Brewers for a second. It is Free Ticket Friday, and the keyword is fly, F-L-Y. Just text that on the Civic Media app, and you could be in the running. There will be more keywords across the Civic Media radio network throughout the course of the day. One statewide winner is going to get four tickets to next Friday's game, Brewers versus the New York Mets. Local update next for some of you. Others will have some final news and notes from here on Lake Wissota on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
540 WAUK presents This Week in Waukesha, a weekly podcast available anytime you want it.
Hey, it's Downtown Danny Brown, and this week in Waukesha, we are acting locally, thinking globally, talking about the floods in Texas. Who's to blame, and what can we learn about it here in Wisconsin? We're also going to honor the baseball's rising stars, especially at the local level, and then, of course, the politics of softball. Join us. It's going to be a great show.
This Week in Waukesha, a podcast always available online at waukradio.com.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Baby bald eagles near the Great Lakes are testing positive for PFAS and other toxic chemicals. Researchers found that eagles living near the Great Lakes had six times more toxic chemicals in their bloodstreams than inland populations. Other chemicals found in the baby eagles' bloodstreams were DDT and PCBs, which were banned decades ago. A small Wisconsin school district just got some big clean energy bragging rights. The Elva Strum School District in Trempealeau County unveiled 184 ground mount solar panels that will deliver about 20% of the district's energy needs and will be a living classroom for students to learn about solar energy and energy data. The installation cost $150,000 and will pay for itself through energy bill savings in about 8 years. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show. Heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of Wisconsinology.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject, and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years.
Yeah.
To let a story unfold or to find the story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WAUK. I'm Greg Bach. I'm back. Hi there. And here's what's going on in southeastern Wisconsin this morning. We are oh so close to the weekend, which means we're going to be going out having fun. Are you going to State Fair? Does that mean summer's over? I have no idea, but it's Friday and the weekend is here. So to give us that forecast we're looking for, we talked to Brittany Merlot, Civic Media's award-winning meteorologist. In fact, she stopped by Matt and Air on Air for Weather and Wine to give us not only the update on what we can expect over the next couple days, but also about wildfires in Canada and how the smoke coming down to the United States is affecting Wisconsin as well as the Midwest.
You actually took a little time off for yourself to go to the EAA last week. What a difference a week makes, Brittany. Last week, you were sweltering to death in that incredible heat wave we had. And today, it's like 30 degrees cooler than it was yesterday.
Yes, the relief has been amazing.
Yeah.
Because I was pouring water all over myself. That tent heated up oh so fast.
I bet.
Yeah, it was rough, but you know, it was fun. It was worth it. But now it seems like I was so excited for the cooler, more comfortable temperatures, and we just can't get a nice, good quality summer day with blue skies.
Yeah.
The wildfire smoke is just, it's kind of unbearable. It's hard to breathe.
Well, and there was a report that just came out that I saw on Twitter about air quality reports, and this is not good. As of 9 o'clock this morning, 6 Wisconsin cities are in the top 10 for worst air quality in the country, including Milwaukee, Beloit, Stockton, Traverse City, Waukesha, Rhinelander, Marquette, Madison, Houghton, and Green Bay. So again, these wildfires in Canada, and I had really hoped, because this was a huge line of storms that came across, and I had hoped that they would get where they need them in Canada, and that didn't happen.
No, it didn't. Eastern Canada is expected to have some rain coming up soon, but Western, Central, not so much. Areas that really, really need it. So a big drought, severe drought in some areas. I mean, there's 70 active large wildfires, and this high-pressure system that we were looking forward to is the reason. You know, it's so dry and drought and calm there. Now it's moving its way towards us, just dragging that smoke at us. And I was looking into it. It's pretty cool. It's at 20,000 feet and it moves at 125 miles per hour.
And we talked about this last year. Is this something, you know, with regard to wildfires and whatnot, something, and the smoke coming down from Canada, that's just something we're going to probably be used to now. That's something something that happens in our region.
Yeah, so that's the new norm. Yay! We signed up for this unknowingly. It really is. And I was chatting with the Wisconsin DNR earlier this week, and I was asking the same thing. How unusual is this? You know? And the one thing that she was like, it's earlier, it's bigger.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
She's like, usually we send people over there to help. We're doing that now. Now we've got more already. And it's just, the efforts are just ongoing and ongoing. And their season runs till September, wildfire season in Canada. So we've got a ways to go.
Yeah.
Was it 2 years ago or 3 years ago, the first time that smoke moved into Wisconsin? Because I'm 65 years old. That had never happened before. I had never seen that happen before. And now, as you said, Greg, unfortunately, apparently this is just going to be an annual thing.
Yeah.
Yep. That was 3 years ago. You know, it started creeping into parts of northern Minnesota about 10 years ago or so. But the fact that it's moving further south, more and more frequent, Illinois is starting to see it more and more often. It's becoming the normal here. Yeah, it's not fun.
It's just very off-putting. I don't know how to say this. Yep. I don't forget that it's happening. I think what I thought was, I was expecting it a few months ago, maybe like in May and June. And it didn't happen. So I thought, oh, okay, well, maybe it's
It'll
not
be
that
a good
bad.
Summer.
And then I walked outside. I'm like, oh, it is misty, foggy, weird outside. And it can just really happen any time during those months.
Yeah. So a lot of these fires were actually started by lightning strikes. So their storm season started up, lightning strikes in the woods. It's a remote area. They can't get to it. It's just blows out of proportion. You've got the winds up there, tons of trees and stuff. And I mean, even today, now we're not in a bad fire risk, but up north in our north woods, a moderate risk versus everywhere else, nothing.
What do we got coming for the weekend, Brittany, as far as weather-wise across the state?
Well, I hope the smoke will be gone by Saturday. Fingers crossed that it will be out of here. It'll for sure be gone by Sunday. I can guarantee you that. And comfortable temperatures, mid to upper 70s as we close out the week and into the weekend, dry. Up until about Monday night, I think there's a chance for some showers and storms far north. And then Tuesday, a little bit more likely, Monday and Tuesday, more widespread here for us.
But no immediate 95s coming our way or anything like that?
Ooh, well, she's not saying that. Yeah, next weekend, it's going to be back into that high heat, high humidity. All that is going to definitely return. So this weekend, comfortable. Next weekend, you'll be sweating again.
So enjoy it while we got it.
The weather 180.
Yep. I don't know why you ask that question every time, Jane. You never like the answer unless it's like mid-December. Like, are we going to get 95 days? No, it's December. You're fine.
Great.
enjoy bone cracking cold instead. But no, yeah, I just feel like don't ask the herald of the weather gods, Brittany Merlot. It'll never be the news you want. That's right. I just referred to her as the herald of the weather gods.
I love it. I love it. Here's the good news, though, with the humidity. Ladies, everyone, you age slower. It's better for your face and the wrinkles and the skin. There's your positive.
There you go.
She said that looking at me. That's okay.
She said ladies. No,
she was looking at me. But that's okay.
Men, we just get old and withered over time, and we take it because that means we had a good life.
Brittany Merlot is Civic Media's meteorologist. She joins us every Thursday for a little weather and wine. Thank you so much, my friend. Really appreciate it. We will see you next week.
It's always great to talk to Brittany Merlot, and she's on Matt and Air on Air every Thursday, 10:20, for what we call Weather and Wine. She gives you the breakdown of what's coming up this weekend, as well as any news stories that have to do with the weather, too. She's also a fantastic writer, and you can go to civicmedia.us/news and see the articles that she has put out there talking about the environment, environmentalism, climate change, things like that. If you want to read more from an award-winning journalist, go to civicmedia.us/news and look for Brittany's articles now. You're listening to WAUK's local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. For WAUK and Civic Media, I'm Greg Bach. Have a fantastic and safe weekend. Stick around for Matt and Air on Air next. It's 8:59.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News brief. As the trade wars heat up, the labor market peters out. Employers added just 73,000 jobs last month, and revised numbers show hiring was much weaker than previously reported in May and June. Economist Gus Fauché.
This is the weakest three-month pace of job creation since we were shedding millions of jobs during the pandemic, and it suggests that the labor market is softening very quickly.
President Trump's unveiled plans for brand new tariffs on dozens of countries that'll go into effect next week. CBS's Jolene Kent expects Americans will feel the pinch.
We import so much lumber from Canada, so we could see lumber prices go up, which could make housing more expensive.
Massive flooding blamed for the death of a 13-year-old sucked into a drainage pipe in Maryland. Doug Alexander with the Mount Airy Fire Department.
The pipe is so small, and this child's body fit in there, was pushed in there by the current. The current was extremely strong.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.